don't know about you, but I think of the seven deadly sins, anger is possibly the one that we feel at times most justified in expressing. To lick our wounds, to smack our lips over grievances long past, to roll over our tongue the prospect of bitter confrontation still to come, to savor to the last toothsome morsel both the pain we have experienced and the pain we are going to give back, boy, for the way that person has treated me. Anger, it seems at times a feast fit for a king. The chief drawback is that we are wolfing down ourselves. The skeleton of the feast is us. Anger. In our world today, be it in the political realm, be it on the internet, be it wherever we look, it seems that anger is something we justify ourselves in expressing. But in today's gospel, our Lord says, be very careful. Anger is deeply troubling and destructive. And in our passage, Jesus kind of moves by beginning in talking about how the commandment says we are not to kill, which of course is true. And Jesus bases this on Exodus and Deuteronomy. But then he takes it beyond the letter of the law to calling people to consider anger, to consider critical speech, and how it destroys and wounds relationships. Jesus says very clearly, whoever is angry with his brother or publicly dishonors him by calling him raka, which in Aramaic is a word that means you idiot or you fool, will face severe punishment. And then it kind of moves from there to this place of speaking about how if we allow anger to be uncontrolled, we are liable to hellfire. Why is that? Because hell will be that realm that is absorbed by revenge, by anger, by bitterness. Jesus makes it fundamentally clear that we are to take to heart the necessity of reconciliation, of working towards resolving those relationships where we know there is anger and that there is bitterness. Now remember, Jesus says that if you have a gift that you are going to offer on the altar, leave the gift there and first be reconciled to your brother or sister. And we can miss the importance of what Jesus is saying here. For the Jewish people, there was only one altar. It was in Jerusalem. And Jesus is not speaking the Sermon on the Mount in Judea, which is in the south, where Jerusalem was located. He was speaking the Sermon on the Mount in the north, in Galilee. And from where he was to the Jerusalem temple was a distance of 123 kilometers. And this is what he is saying. If you are there in the Jerusalem temple and you remember that your brother back in Galilee has something against you, first go and be reconciled to your brother. Go all the way back up north. Travel that 123 kilometers and then come and offer your gift on the altar. Now, Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, uses something called hyperbole. He uses exaggeration in order to make a point. And here, he would accentuate the urgency to resolve any tensions in a relationship rather than letting them fester. This is fundamentally important to our lives. The story is told of Leonardo da Vinci. He was working on the painting of the Last Supper, and he became angry with a certain man. Losing his temper, he lashed out at the man with bitter words and threats. And then, after displaying this kind of anger, he returned to the canvas of perhaps the most famous painting in the Western world. And he tried to work on the face of Jesus, but he could not do it. He was unable to paint. Finally, he put down his brush, he sought out the man, and asked his forgiveness. The man accepted his apology, forgave him, and Leonardo was able to return to his workshop and finish painting the face of Jesus. If you know that a brother has something against you, leave your gift on the altar and go and be reconciled. Jesus makes it abundantly clear to us this evening that while killing is an action, it is an action rooted in a more fundamental dysfunction, a hateful attitude, a disordered soul, a basic misperception of reality. To be like God, we have to eliminate cruel and hateful actions, but we have to go even deeper to the elimination of cruel and hateful thoughts and attitudes. For God is love right through. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, is the new Moses, and he takes the law to that level of the heart. May we realize the destructive power of anger, and although at times we feel justified in harboring anger, we are not. We have to deal with it. We have to resolve it. We have to bring about the kind of reconciliation Jesus speaks of in this evening's gospel.